Open our Bibles tonight to 1 Kings. We'll go to chapter 2. And this morning we spoke about seeking first the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord and His righteousness. Amen. And I'm thanking the Lord in that His righteousness we touched upon a little bit, just a little bit, about that exalted rank of righteousness that we are offered in this day. That crown laid up for Paul, that wasn't only for Paul, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I thank God, as brother prayed, Lord, that I may attain the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That pressing, that desire by his grace would be the only thing. And I believe he is, again, he's faithful and true to perform it, isn't he? And there is a insatiable passion. Matter of fact, can you even imagine a panting as David panted for his reward of a full overcomer of the Old Testament? Oh, how we pant for him, the beloved one. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, my bridegroom. So we spoke about maybe a heritage and a legacy for my family on going on with Jesus. But thanks be to God, oh, there's a much the more even. And I believe in type, we're going to see this here a little bit tonight. In 1 Kings chapter 2, let's go ahead and read the first four verses. It says, now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son. And he said to him, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. I love that. Now, those that know of the kings of Israel, unfortunately, most of them didn't go that way, did they? And we saw what happened to that throne. But we saw that the promise of God was on the likes of a Jehoshaphat. The promises of God, praise God, were on the likes of a Hezekiah. That his words are still yea and amen. But we thank the Lord that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me. Now, I want you to think about that tonight as we just begin. We're going to hit that again. But that the word of the Lord that he spake would continue concerning me. Amen? Think of this now. Now, to begin, I'll say this, and I love verse 2. Real men do follow Jesus. And there's no other real man but God's man. Always know that. And that is the truth. And we see as strong and all of the abilities and the things that David had. You know, they loved David. They sang his songs. They sang his praises and all these different things. But he knew the thing that made him a man was God. And the love of God in his life. That's what it was. That's all it was his whole life. Even in his unbelief, especially in his unbelief, he knew it was God that held him. And we see that so much in verse 2 as he says this, how much parallel with seek ye first the kingdom of God. The same encouragement that we had this morning. It's there. It's always there. It's always about his word. It's about not just his word, but his word being first and foremost. And to seek that growth, when we seek his righteousness, what we're seeking is growth. And we know the word of God tells us that we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that is that righteous. We'll never be any more righteous. It's just like we're born a human. We'll never be any more human. But you grow in that humanness. You grow up And by the grace of God, as moms and dads, we want our children to grow up to the fullest potential, to be as productive and positive and a contribution to humanity as possible. That's why each and every one of us should want our children to grow up in their fullest as men and women of God. That's the greatest and the only really value of humanity that would give. But all of those things are added as well too. And I thank the Lord, whether it would be wisdom, whether it would be encouragement, whether it would be those good works that would flow from that, but it's all going to come forth and be an after effect of loving the truth, of going after God with all our heart. But tonight I really want us to let that third and fourth verse just really ring in our hearts by the grace of God. Here once again, the key to reigning. See, this is about reigning. There shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. See, there was a path, there was a perfect way. There was a pattern that needed to be adhered to. And David was that pattern. David was always that pattern, especially to those in the Old Testament. He was a man after God's own heart. Just as by the grace of God, the word of God gave us Brother Paul. Follow Paul as he followed Christ. There was a pattern. David, again, represented that the reigning of the Old Testament. And that was where God, again, in that seed, it's going to reign. Praise the Lord. In the message that was given to Paul, that's the pattern of reigning and ruling jointly together with Jesus Christ in the New Testament. So see, we see it's there, and we see that it's never, ever wavered. It's still the same. It's love the truth with all my heart, soul, and might by the grace of God. It must be his word. Amen? It's not anything of me. It's only what the word of God can do. It's only in opening my heart by the grace of God. And again, I understand it's got to be the grace of God that even opens my heart. But that's why we pray. Lord, I'm just like a little bird. You got to open my mouth even and feed me. I watch now these little babies being born. I saw these little sparrows. And this one was already flying. But it was so funny. I mean, almost as big as its parents sitting there in the tree. I was thinking, now that one could go out there and feed on its own. That mom or dad, I don't know which one it was, get out there and get little bits of worm with all of the wet that we had going up there. And it almost wasn't even open in its mouth. It didn't want to. And that beak was jammed in there with that worm. And you're going to eat that worm. And I have to tell you, I say, thank you, Lord. I know you never forced me. But I think in your love, sometimes I feel that way, that there wasn't anything about me that wanted to get that word. But you gave it. And you fed me. You gave me my teeth and, by the grace of God, even a second row to feast upon these deep things of God. But in this, let the royal line thrill your heart. See, that's why we thrill with David. It was the royal line. One that didn't deserve it. One that was, again, the least of his household. He was the runt of the litter. His dad even forgot about him. I always loved that about Samuel. You know, the Lord told me the king's coming out of your... You know, your seed here, Jesse. All them sons walk before him. You got any more? Well, there's that little fellow that's out there tending sheep, but... And you could see that smile come on Samuel's face. Yeah, because Samuel knew God. He said, oh, yeah. That's the one. That's the one. Every time, that's the way you do it, Lord. The forgotten. The one that we never thought. That's how God does it. But I love how the Lord encourages David right off the get-go here in verse 3. Keep the charge. Don't you love that? You know, that's active. That's a passion. But Lord, you got to pitter-patter my heart, and that's for grace. It's not in my works. But there's a press toward the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in that line. Keep the charge. Treasure. Guard the office is what that means. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Amen? You see this by the grace of God. This is the encouragement. It's never been any different. It's just that the portion has increased. I always appreciate how Brother Copley explained that to somebody someday. He said, well, how could we all go up to heaven and everybody's going to be satisfied? He said, well, son, I like to think of it like this. Everybody's going to have a cup, and it's going to be full and running over. But it's the size of that cup. What you drinking in there, huh? And I like that. I think that that's on the mark. Full and running over. But see, brothers and sisters, the royalty in which they were born into is what this is speaking of. And David's line, those sons were born into royalty. They're going to have that. Solomon was in that line. Those kings that would come, they were in that line. They were in that order. They had that DNA. They were born of it. But what would they do with it? Keep the charge. Keep the charge. Think about what the Lord has done for us. Now are we the sons. And what is every son? A little lord of all. Every son was built for the purpose of ruling and reigning jointly together with him. Not only heirs of God, but joint heirs, if so be, that we'll suffer together. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be, that we suffer together with him. So wonderful. But what this is encouraging David to encourage Solomon and on is don't squander the grace and mercy. Don't squander that great grace and that great mercy. Don't make all that grace vain to your life and your family. Paul gave this instruction, I believe, very sweetly to Timothy, his son in the faith. His son in the faith. If you go over to 2 Timothy chapter 4, let's read from verse 1. And notice how it begins. I charge. Isn't Jesus wonderful? I love that. I charge. See, there it is again. Keep the charge. Press. Value. Treasure. I charge thee. 2 Timothy 4, 1. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at the appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. And think about this father in the faith to Timothy. These weren't just words. By the grace of God, there was testimony. There was evidence. Thank the Lord that this is what captured and captivated Timothy's heart. It was by the Spirit. We understand that. But he knew that those weren't just empty words. That God, by his grace, had given him an example. A mark for his life. Just like we have for ours. Oh, I mark them. I see that that pattern's there. I see that it's been set forth. I see that that is the pattern for the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So he goes, he says, for the time will come, in verse 3, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, an exalted rank, of sun glory, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Oh, thank you, Lord. You see, it's never changed. That encouragement's never changed. It's still there. It's still the same. And praise God, he brought this forth. That this is about reigning as kings right now. And having that instruction and encouragement right now. You know, we don't just get over on the other side and, well, I'm going to learn to reign then. No, you're learning the reigning now. You're laying hold of that now. She is a readied wife right now. Praise God. And we thank him for this. And it's all been given. It's all there. It's just like so sweet. Think of the instruction again of what we're reading here for his sons. He didn't say, well, you know, you teach him how to reign, you teach him how to walk, you teach him how to, you know, make sure they hold their head up and that they look, you know, stately and all this. No. You want that throne to go on? Tell him to love the truth. Love the truth. First love. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. This is it. This is that mark. This is the one thing. And going back to verse 3 of 1 Kings. He says, yes, and to walk in his ways. I love that. See, to walk in the ways of God, that word ways means the manner of life. It's your manner of life. Isn't that wonderful? And it didn't say strive and try and you got to keep and, you know, we must, you know, all of these different labels and words that I hate to say Christians love to do to get you to feel something in your flesh that you think you got to do something. Something instead of it's by faith. It's by faith. Why was it accounted to Abraham righteousness? By faith. He believed God. He just believed God. Isn't that wonderful? He went, he walked, he allowed faith to be his manner of life. Praise the Lord. Lord, that's, and we combat this all the time, don't we? And thank the Lord, that walk by the grace of God, in some respects, I understand, it's more trying all the time. But the grace of God makes his yoke easy and his burden light. There's a beauty in it. There's a sweetness in this grace that makes it's a simple life. Things get more difficult, I understand. Things get more pressing. Things get more hurtful. Let me tell you something. Christ's life culminated at the cross. Amen? All right. And there was a lot of hurtful things going on before then too. 30 years of things we never even knew of, but yet some godly, spiritual meditating, you can think of a lot of things that probably went down. But we know this way is going to be a way of suffering to be a ray of reigning. But I love this. Just let your walk be a manner of life. Let it be just what your life is. Amen? See, the life of Christ lives in me. So you know what? I don't need to try. I just need to let. I just need to let. I need to let the life of Christ live. Let the life of Christ reign. Let that precious life, hallelujah, have its way in my life. To know, reckon, and yield. I love that. The reality that we are now the sons of God. The reality that our life is now by faith. Now we draw nigh, and I let every thought just be captivated by him. I don't want to sit there and make things difficult and all. Lord, you just, again, we're going to take a walk. It's a manner of life. Verse 4. It says, and I love this, that the Lord may continue his word which he spoke concerning me. Started out with that, and that's so important. See, it's already there for you. That word of God, it's already there. Everything, the plan of God, the purpose of God, the provision of God, and the power of God, it's all been given. It's all there. It's all thankful. Thank you, Jesus. I have it. It's already been given. He spoke it by the grace of God. It's his word. He will do it. He'll perform the good work which he has begun in me. Just walk in the truth. Amen? Amen. The truth that guides, the truth that leads, the truth that instructs, the truth that builds you up, the truth that chastens. the truth that corrects, the truth that comforts. I'm learning more and more, Lord, I don't want to focus on the walk. I want to be captivated by your truth, the word of the Lord. Amen? Praise God. You know, and I was thinking about it. You know, I'm going to go from there to there. I don't think, okay, I'm going to walk from there to there. I'm going to walk from here to that pew. I don't think that way. I just walk. Amen? I walk. Now, why do I walk? I don't even really have to think about all of that. But I know by the grace of God that this body has that ability. It's been given. I don't need to think about that. I go. Praise God. I've been given that ability. I'm now a son of God. I have his life. I've got that power. Hallelujah. And in the word, he says it. And by the grace of God, I move in that manner of life. And what is my manner of life? It's faith in the word. It's faith in these scriptures. And I know that some people might disagree, and even, you know, Christians might say something, oh my goodness, how could you believe that? How could you be waiting for that? I just would rather believe God. I said it many, many times. I remember different ones speaking of my mother, said, well, you know, she just lives in fantasy land. Well, let me tell you something. Her fantasy is God's reality, because those are the promises of God, which are yea and amen. And God will bring it to pass. He will. It's just, how will we wait? How will we abide in that time? That was sweet seeing Brother Clark. I always loved that message that he gave about abiding in the time. I always appreciated that example he gave about, you know, there they had that airport and, you know, people got right off the plane and they had to wait for their bags. Remember that? That was so sweet. And so they got off, and everybody's complaining that they're waiting for their bags. And, you know, the airlines, everybody's trying to figure this out. Well, how can we get those bags out quicker? Well, we can't. So somebody had a great idea. Let's put those bags further away from where they got off to get on that airport and make them walk. Well, they did. They actually put those bags further away from where they got off and could have got those bags. And it took them 5 or 10 minutes to walk down there to get those bags. But by the time they got there in those 5 or 10 minutes, there were them bags. And you know what? Everybody quit complaining. Because they were occupied, praise God, and where they were going. They're not thinking about their waiting. Is that not the truth? Isn't that Genesis 24? Praise God, as we rejoice so often in. I love it. 60, my mind's a little clouded. What is it? 67, 68 verses about that precious proposal, about that wonderful story of the bride for Isaac. And all of that story about the husband, about the proposal, about the value, you, about how much he wants you, and all of that. And that was just such a momentary thing that was said, in a sense. He, I'm sure, gave that proposal very quickly. Repeats it again within that time. But again, even in that beginning of the courtship, what was it? Just a day, in a sense, a full day? And yet you know that that journey took weeks to get her back to the bridegroom. And yet that journey is only mentioned in one half of one verse. One half of one verse. Again, it's all about the truth. It's all about being occupied, praise God, in this prize, in this wonderful treasure that we have. But see, this is what he has for us. This is what he wants for us. This is this precious truth that he'll perform the good work which he has begun. And that I need to just enjoy. It's growing in the word of his grace. To let him do it. To let him build the masterpiece in you. And what the warning is don't prevent it. Don't prevent this. That the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning you. Don't prevent it. Don't obstruct it. Believe it. and live it. And the instructions right there, isn't it? Just walk in the ways of the Lord. It's never changed. It never does change. It never will change. Now, as we close this up, just a little bit deeper truth here too. That word truth in the Old Testament, it actually even means doctrine. And I love that because there's a mining of that in that, again, that doctrine reveals a pattern. There's a purpose divine for this. And praise God, this doctrine that we have is Paul's gospel. And once again, with all your heart and soul, to love that. And praise God, this is what this is. This is fully purposed. With all your heart, as it says here, with all your soul. Yeah, this is speaking of ones that are fully purposed, completely in first love, that there's nothing between. So you think about how this was for David and his descendants. How, yes, this text portion was for reigning over Israel. But you think about to us and to our descendants. This is for them to jointly rule and reign with Christ Jesus over all and throughout all eternity. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this promise. I'm thankful to the Lord that there's my mom. And by the grace of God, she went this way. And I'm thankful by the grace of God, she gave that and trusted God for my life with that. I have a sister right there as well, too. I have other siblings, and I believe they're quickened in the same way by God's grace. I think about Sister Keys, and I love growing up. And this isn't, again, flattery time. This is just the faithfulness and the rejoicing in the Lord. But I'm getting that more and more, how we grieve for our kids. And we grieve for our kids not in things and not in the things of this life, but the things of forever. You want them to win and to win Him and nothing else. And there's times I'm, as you know, the Lord will allow Satan. I see all of that. It didn't do it, did it? Oh, yes, it did, you dirty liar. And it will perform it. Because He is faithful and true. Amen. And I am so thankful to God for that wonderful message of grace. And I'm so thankful for God that oftentimes it's those that are of the family of God that cast them off, that thought, oh, well, that one will never turn. But God does it. Praise God. Did it for everybody here. Everybody here. God made the way out of the no way. No matter what it was for any one of our lives. Whether it was from discouragement, maybe it was for worldly gain. And I can even say this, and I'm thankful to God. I remember hearing this, and I don't know for certain who he said this to, but when, and I believe I can share this with you now, and I have it. When Pastor Hill was getting ready to depart, there were different ones, you know, last couple of years that would say different things. And about different ones that, and I thank God, it's not about being candidates, but it's being, again, with a heart that God could use. So I pray you take this right. I couldn't say it right, but only the Spirit can make it right. How's that? But somebody had said something about my own life to him and said, you know, Jesse would make a good pastor. Brother Hill said, you know, yes, he would. But he's got that business. But he's got that business. And you know what? I'm so thankful that that business never had me. It didn't. It's okay. Now, I'm not saying that I was above that business, but I can honestly tell you, and I've testified this to you many times, I know how people say, oh, I want to love what I do. I want to love what I do. I didn't love what I did. My sister will sit right there and she'll tell you I didn't love what I did. But I'll tell you one thing, I was thankful for what I did. I was thankful for what God had given, because I began to really understand that when the Lord called me out of Europe, when I heard him say, "This is not for you," and that was the thing I did love. I loved to sing. And if you have something that you love to do, that's a wonderful thing, as long as it's not your first love. And you see how God brings us out of all of these things. And yes, very well so, that worldly gain could have been my stumbling block, that I wouldn't have turned to the things of God. And then yet there might be other lives where worldly pain could have been their stumbling block, that they never turned to God. Bitterness. I didn't have this. I had a bad mom and dad. They were abusive to me. I don't know what else to tell you, except I know one thing, and that God is faithful. And that God is for every life. And somehow, some way, however he's chosen to bring this path to have what we have, I believe all we can say, if you're running right now, all you can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If I tried to walk your shoes, it wouldn't happen. If you were in mine, you couldn't handle it either. And it's the truth. Because God made you who you are to win his best for him. I pray we really will settle into that. And I do believe I'm visiting with ones that take that from God. But see, we continue down this wonderful path, and we continue to pass down Paul's gospel and stand fast in it. Jointly ruling and reigning line will come forth. It'll come forth. We always heard, you plant beans, you get beans. You plant corn, you get corn. You plant Paul's gospel, you'll get jointly ruling and reigning together with Christ Jesus. Amen, Angie? Amen. And see, it's coming forth. And it just keeps coming right down the line. That's the royal line. She'll wrestle with it, but she don't got a chance. But I think, you know what? God's growing you up quick, honey. You're thankful. You're grateful. There'd be no other way. Oh, this flesh will get tempted from time to time. But the love of Jesus just comes. And you do, you just praise him. But the promise to reign as kings has been given to us, just as it was given to David in his line. To train your child up in the way that they should go, when you think of the way that we have, we got a better way, we got a better thing. We have a promise of training up a child in Paul's gospel. Train up to jointly rule and reign as kings with Jesus Christ. And I do believe it. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. It'll just grow more dear. Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. Isn't he wonderful? And isn't he wonderful that you can say, "Lord, I believe. And Lord, I receive." And the testimony, it's there. I thank God. I know that, you know, it comes from time to time, but that's where I'm saying each and every life here is such a testimony. I was visiting with the precious brother in the Lord, and you know, the enemy will try to always attack us in different ways and try to get us to think that we're nothing or a discouragement, or people say these different types of things. Brothers and sisters, every life in this place hearing Paul's gospel is the greatest treasure and testimony to those that truly are running. We value every life. We treasure every life. This is the aristocracy. These are the jewels in his crown. And I thank God. And know that for yourself. Not in any pride to myself, but to know how valuable I am to God. And in how valuable I am to God, I'm valuable to you. And you're valuable to me. And sister, so thankful to God for you. You know, it's not easy to be away from the coals and stay fiery. Amen. It's a testimony. Not encouraging it for anybody, but I know God, he got a perfect plan in that. Because the evidence is, She stayed with the stuff. The line goes down. And by the grace of God, you know, I was thinking today, there might have been some that, and at different times, we may have had periods in our life where we didn't adhere to those things. I missed time. And you can't make up time. I understand that. You can't. But God. But God. You know, Jehoshaphat came way down the line. What you think? Yeah. We just need to be praying for one another and thanking Jesus. Parents, pray for your kids. He'll get it done. Praise God. Let's stand and be dismissed.